Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive.
We've pulled out the main points from several pieces in the app. We'll give you short summaries and maybe some ideas for discussion points.
Okay, let's dive in. First up, an article about art, actually. It's called Louvre Museum Invites Artists to Copy Famous Works.
Ah, yes. This one's about a really interesting exhibition at the Louvre called Copyists.
Copyists? So just making replicas.
Yeah, you know, not exactly. That's what's neat. They invited 100 contemporary artists from all over to reinterpret famous pieces from the collection, not just duplicate them.
Okay, reinterpret. So putting their own spin on it.
Exactly. They picked works and reimagined them using their own styles, different materials even.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, one artist, Madeleine Roger Lacan, took Ingres, the Turkish Baths, but swapped the female nudes for men.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and another, Mohamed Bouhrissa, turned an old painting into like an ultraviolet print. It really shows how inspiration can work.
Mm. So it sparks questions about creativity and originality. What could you discuss with students based on this?
Well, it's a good starting point to ask.
Yeah.
When is it okay to borrow ideas from others? You know, where's the line?
Right.
And you could explore the difference between copying, genuine inspiration, and plagiarism. That's always relevant for them, creatively or academically.
Good points. Okay, moving from art to something very different but equally compelling, the next article, Man Completes Quest to Give Blood in All 50 States.
This is a great story. It's about Vinton Smith. He's 54 from Pennsylvania. He just finished this personal mission he set himself, donating blood in every single U.S. state.
All 50. Wow.
Yeah, he finished up in Hawaii. And get this, over the years, he's donated 184 times. That's 17.5 gallons of plasma and 99 units of platelets.
That's incredible dedication. What motivated him?
He was inspired by his parents, started back in high school. He realized, you know, how much impact these donations have, potentially saving lives, giving people those everyday moments we often take for granted. It's really about sustained, selfless effort.
That's truly something. So how could this inspire conversations with kids?
Well, you could ask them about kindness, like what's something generous you've done or maybe something you'd like to do that could help someone else.
Hmm. Connecting it to their own lives.
Right. And it's also a chance to talk about commitment. You know, what it takes to stick with a long-term goal, especially one that helps others, like this humanitarian cause.
Makes sense. Okay, let's look at the quote of the day featured in The Juice. This one is from Nadia Murad.
Yes, a very powerful quote. It reads, "The world has only one border. It is called humanity. The differences between us are small compared to our shared humanity. Put humans first."
Put humans first. Who is Nadia Murad, for context?
She's an Iraqi Yazidi human rights activist and a Nobel Peace Prize winner. Her own story is, well, incredibly harrowing. She survived captivity and terrible abuse by ISIS.
Oh, wow.
After escaping, she became this really strong advocate for Yazidi women's rights and a voice against human trafficking. She even started Nadia's initiative to help victims. So her words come from profound experience.
That context makes the quote even more resonant. How might you discuss this with students?
You could really dig into that idea. The world has only one border. It is called humanity. What does that mean for global unity? How does it challenge us?
Looking beyond differences.
Exactly. And also, how can individuals, even after facing immense hardship like she did, still work to create positive change and advocate for human rights? It's about resilience, too.
Very thought-provoking.
Yeah.
Okay, let's shift gears now to global security. There's an article titled, Report, Global Stockpile of War-Ready Nuclear Weapons Grew in 2024.
Right. This one's based on a report from SEPRI, the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute.
Mm.
And it's quite sobering news, actually.
How so?
Well, it shows a reversal of the long-term trend towards nuclear disarmament. The number of nuclear weapons ready to be launched actually went up globally in 2024.
Went up, even with disarmament talks.
Apparently so. While the U.S. and Russian stockpiles decreased slightly, mainly from retiring old weapons, China's arsenal grew significantly by about 100 warheads.
Mm.
And SEPRI warns that this trend, plus, you know, more nuclear rhetoric and failing arms control agreements, points to a continuing deterioration of global security. It's a pretty stark assessment.
Deterioration of global security. That sounds serious. What's the takeaway for students here?
Well, it raises questions about priorities. What happens when countries focus more on building weapons than on, say, international cooperation?
Right, the consequences.
Exactly. And it opens the door to discussing the role of diplomacy and international agreements. How important are they for keeping things stable globally?
Important discussions to have. Okay, from global security, let's pivot to sports, specifically women's basketball. The article is, WNBA seeks to extend economic win streak with expansion.
Yes, the WNBA. They've announced pretty big plans, adding three new teams by 2030. Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia.
Three new teams. That's significant growth.
It is. It'll bring the league up to 18 teams. And it really reflects how much the league has grown recently, especially in the last couple of years.
What's driving that growth?
A lot of it's linked to the popularity of new stars, like Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. Their impact has, you know, really boosted everything. Attendance, TV viewership, merchandise sales.
Caitlin Clark effect people talk about.
Exactly. And each of these new cities had to commit a $250 million franchising fee. That's a huge number, showing there's real demand and belief in women's pro basketball now.
Wow, $250 million. That's serious investment. So what discussions could this prompt?
Well, you could talk about what makes a sports team or even a whole league successful. What are the ingredients?
Business side of sports.
All right. And it's also a great chance to discuss the rising popularity of women's professional sports in general and what that means economically and culturally.
Okay, interesting. And for our final article in this deep dive, we're looking at a complex issue. Alligator Alcatraz's Migrant Detention Center opens in Florida's Everglades.
Yes, this one covers the opening of a new and quite controversial migrant detention facility down in Florida.
Alligator Alcatraz, that's quite a nickname.
It is. It's because the facility, which holds up to 5,000 inmates in tents and trailers, is located right inside Everglades National Park. It's wetland area, known for alligators and pythons.
In the Everglades, why there?
Supporters, including state and federal officials involved, point to cost effectiveness and the inherent security of such a remote location. But it's drawn a lot of protest.
From who?
Environmental groups, indigenous communities, migrant rights activists. They argue it'll damage sensitive tribal land and the ecosystem, and that it sends, a very harsh message to people seeking refuge. The article tries to present these different sides.
So it's a really contentious issue with strong feelings on both sides. How can this be approached in discussion?
It definitely requires careful handling.
Mm.
You could start with fundamental values. What basic things do you think every single person deserves, no matter where they come from?
Focusing on universal rights.
Yes. And then it's an opportunity to discuss the complexities of migration policies. What are the different perspectives? What are the challenges societies face when addressing the needs of migrants? It's about understanding the different viewpoints, even if they conflict.
Right, encouraging that critical look at all sides. Well, we hope this quick deep dive has given you a useful snapshot of what your students are thinking about today through the juice. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.